This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with Georgetown High School baseball coach Phil Desolitz. And coach, welcome back. And the first thing I have to say is just congratulations on just another spectacular season to this point.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. It's been a lot of fun so far.
Phil, you know, you guys expected good things from this bunch that you have, and they have performed. And how does that stack up in terms of your coaching expectations at the beginning of the season, knowing that you have a good team and that they know they're pretty good, you've got good talent, but on the other hand, you got the big bullseye on you from the way that you guys have performed overall the last couple of years. So how is the season stacked up in terms of your expectations, what you wanted from your kids?
I certainly think that, you know, we're where we expected us to be right now. You know, just talking about the tournament, you know, getting to the Final Four with a chance to, you know, finish this thing off. Record-wise, I really don't go into the season, you know, doing the old look at the record, check off win, loss, what do I think, you know. Record-wise, you know, it is, when you look at it, it's like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
It's been quite a ride. But, we've hit on three of our goals so far, which was, you know, one, to qualify for the state tournament, two, win the Cape Ann League, and three, win the Spofford tournament. So we got one more goal in mind, and we're locked in. Just, you know, I think practice today going into the game tomorrow has really been no different than what we've done all year. We've done a good job of just staying in the moment and, staying one game at a time.
A lot of senior leadership and a lot of experience with your upperclassmen, I presume.
Yes, yeah. Seven seniors. All these guys have, you know, really, you know, been with me, you know, since they were in T-ball. I think we talked about it before.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, they know what the expectations are as far as, showing up to work hard every day and, acting a certain way. And one thing that, you know, has really, really left, you know, an impression on me this year is just the focus and the mental toughness that these kids have shown. You know, you mentioned, you know, having a target on us, especially, you know, earlier in the regular season, you know, starting 15-0, you're getting everyone's best shot, you know, seeing everyone's ace. They want to be the team that knocks you off. And that's really helped us to get to this point. You know, it's prepared us for this because, you know, when everyone wants to be the one to get you, you know, they throw everything they got at you and, you know, some teams try little things to throw you off your game and, you know, distract you, but we've stayed focused. We haven't taken the bait on anything. And, just the resilience that these kids have shown is, it goes way beyond baseball.
Well, that speaks to the coaching, and it speaks to the learning, the teaching of discipline that the kids have to, do on their own. A small school like Georgetown, and I'm thinking back to fall when football was taken away, the pride that the baseball team must have, the athletics program must have at this point, has got to be something that, making great memories for not only the team and the kids, but also for the school and for the community.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, the community support that we've had, it hasn't exactly been the greatest of times over here. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in town. And this group has really given people something to be proud of.
Yep.
You see it rubbing off on, the softball team has put together a great run here.
Right.
They're heading to the Final Four.
Right.
And,
yep.
We had our guys, out at their game supporting them. The girls have come to our game supporting us. So it's just been great. A lot of positive energy. And, know, that tends to rub off on a lot of people. And, you know, it's just a good time to, you know, it's a good time to be a Royals fan.
Have you guys had graduation already?
Yes. Yeah, okay. They graduated a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. So that distraction is out of the way. That's good. Coach, I'm looking at the season, and before we get to the most recent tournament game, which I really want to ask you some pretty cool questions about what happened, the cool stuff that did happen. Seven out of eight games stretched there where you guys pitched shutouts. And I know I coached for a very short time JVs, and following high school baseball, pitching sometimes it's almost secondary to hitting. But tell me about those seven out of eight games where you had shutouts.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I've never seen anything like it. I think we went like 43 or 44 straight innings without allowing a run. Our starting three were just they were dealing, and playing great defense. And, it came at a good time because, hitting comes and goes. You're going to be hot some days. Other days you can't hit water if you fell out of a boat. So, if you have good pitching, good defense, timely hitting, those are the three keys to, championship baseball. And, our pitching has been clicking, all year long. All year long, really. They've made pitches when they had to, and, Carter, Hayden, and Ty, they just went through that stretch there where, it was like everything was just, on point. It was, I think there was one stretch, I think six out of those games we allowed maybe seven hits total.
Wow.
Seven, eight hits total, and, the walks were limited. So, they were just doing a really good job, and our defense has been, just phenomenal. Brendan Lowen at short, Ollie at third, just a solid defense all the way around.
So you, in that stretch, or at the end of that stretch, you face North Reading, which is a notch above. What did that game do for you guys, and what did you learn from that about your team?
I didn't think that, that undefeated streak really – I don't think we really made that big a deal out of it. I think a lot of other people were making a bigger deal out of it than us. North Reading came to play. They made all the plays that they had to. They jumped out to an early lead, and our guys never folded. They kept coming and kept making plays. Carter didn't have a great start that day. He looked a little tired, so I got him out early, and we had Ty Southall come in, who's a freshman, and kept putting up goose eggs for us, keeping us in the game. The bats, we were making some loud outs, but all the credit to North Reading. They made all the plays they had to, and Eric does a great job with that program. The kids play hard, and they earned it that day. So we were able to just all right, they got us. We'll just turn the page and start a new streak.
Okay. All right, so over the weekend now, a rematch against Hopkins Academy. It looks like it was kind of an emotional pregame or an emotional setting for you guys. And the thing I'm reading about Kyle Gaudette's coverage is they hit a home run, and their player forgets to or just fails to step on home plate, and that's sort of added to the change in the complexion of the game.
Yeah, yeah. So they had just it was the bottom of the fourth. We had the bases loaded, nobody out, and their pitcher, reared back and found something and struck out the next three hitters.
Wow.
Good pitcher too. He's going to Fordham, lefty, throws hard. And then they come out in the top of the fifth, made an error allowing a run to score, and then kid hits a home run. Well, the kid that was on, the runner that was on, the first runner, missed home plate.
Oh, boy.
And my wife and a couple of the other parents saw it, and they're yelling, he missed home. And, I'm just thinking, yeah, okay. parents, like, all right, whatever, it's worth a shot. Next thing I appeal the first runner, and he's out, and it was it really kind of took the wind out of their sails and put the momentum back on our side, and we were able to put four up on them in the bottom of the fifth, and another four in the bottom of the sixth that really put it away.
All right, and tell me about the performance of Ty Gilmore in that game.
Ty's just, he's been so, gutsy for us all year long. You know, he's pitched so many big games for us. It was nice. We got him, almost 2 weeks of rest from the end of the regular season. So, his arm felt good. He was, a little bit rusty at the start, but he settled in, got in a groove, and, he's player of the year. Him and Hayden Ruth were co-players of the year in the Cal. And, I don't know if it's ever happened, not to my memory, last year his brother Zach was one player of the year. So I don't know if brothers have ever won back-to-back players of the year before, but, they got a younger boy that's 1 year old, so I don't know if I'll catch him. But
what the hell is in the water up there in Georgetown? Are you kidding me?
I know.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, Coach. Finally, before we look at Pioneer Valley, I just want to ask about your thoughts. I know you have to keep an eye on D5, the tournament so far. And kind of interesting that, Greenfield is number 15 or something like that, and they're still hanging on?
Yep. Yeah, that's that side of the bracket's been a little crazy. Hopedale coming in number two, losing in the first round, and, I think the Elite Eight game to get to the Final Four was, Greenfield at 15 and, Bourne at, I think they were like 23. Bourne comes in defending champions and, won three games in the regular season. They got hot. But I haven't seen a lot of Greenfield, but, they're really playing well right now.
All right, you got to travel out to Worcester Tuesday. So what is the preparation, the expectation about Pioneer Valley?
They're a good team. Obviously this is their third straight year going to the Final Four. So, they're well coached, they're disciplined. They got a couple big pitching studs that, going to give us a handful. So, we've been, putting together scouting reports and, did all our prep work, put all our prep work in today and, we're going to have to play our best game to advance.
Well, keep it going for us folk here on the North Shore because we love watching it, and we're really pulling for you guys. I used to teach at Gloucester High School for many, many years, so I'm pretty much involved with the NEC. But the Cal and the other schools, man, it's just so cool to see this. And you guys have done proud the last 3-4 years overall, and especially what they say with some of the things that you've gone through. So it's great to see how the kids are doing so well and taking advantage of this and pushing it to the limit.
I appreciate it. The kids have been phenomenal. It's a great group of parents as well. And, the whole town's been, really supportive, and we've had great crowds, and hopefully they'll travel with us down to Worcester tomorrow.
All right. Keep it going, Coach, and let's talk again, man. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Phil. Be well. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. That is Phil Desolitz, who is the Georgetown High School baseball coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.